Hello, welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky. And Sky, what are we going to be discussing today?
AFC and NFC West divisions.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing the 8 teams. Sky, you want to list them?
Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, Broncos, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks, and Cardinals.
Yes, yeah, so you want to start us off?
Okay, let's start off with the best team, or...
How about the Broncos?
One of the two best teams. Oh, I was going to say Chiefs.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
Broncos. Oh. Let's save the best for last. Let's go Chiefs last. Okay.
Ooh, that's debatable.
Why?
Because could the Chargers be the team to beat? Here, let's go on to the segment. Who's the team to beat in the AFC West? Chargers or Chiefs?
Chiefs.
See, but the thing is, Phillip Rivers is very good. They also have a very good running back, very solid defense, and I think that they could play better than the Chiefs. Their roster, their defense is definitely better than the Chiefs. Their offense
Wait,
may
hang
not.
On. Weren't you doubting last episode whether they would make the playoffs or not, the Chargers?
No. We weren't talking about the Chargers last episode.
I know, but I thought you made a comment. Probably thinking of a different team.
Probably.
Okay.
As you do.
Yeah.
But, so is the team to beat the Chiefs or is it the Chargers?
Chiefs. They have probably the best quarterback in the league as of right now. Not the best quarterback of all time, but currently best quarterback in the league, I'd say. They traded away Kareem Hunt, or maybe they lost him.
Yep.
They lost him or they traded him?
Lost him. They released him.
That's why. Oh, they released him. Oh, probably because of what he did, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. He went to the Browns, by the way. They do have Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, Kelvin Benjamin, who's man.
No, he's not on their team anymore.
Did they trade him again?
I think that was the final year of his contract. I don't know where he went, though. I just know that he's not there.
Okay, well, can't blame him. He's been to, like, 3 different teams in 3 different years. 2 different years, actually.
No.
Yes? He went from the Panthers to the Bills to the Chiefs.
Not in 2 years, in 3.
No, he was.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, no.
Yes.
Wait, no, but no, because wasn't he on the Bills the year before as well?
I don't. No, no.
Oh, you're right. No, wait, yeah.
The Bills had Watkins the year before.
No.
And they traded him. Traded him away, and they received Calvin Benjamin.
No, Watkins was on the Rams 2 years ago.
Oh.
And he was on the Chiefs last year. So yeah,
Watkins was on the. Sorry, I meant Watkins was on the Bills 2 years ago. And then
3 years ago.
No,
he wasn't when they made playoffs?
No, he wasn't on the roster when they made the playoffs.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it was. Okay, so 3 years ago they had Watkins, and they didn't have Calvin Benjamin 2 years ago. They had him last year.
No, but who did they? They had to have some decent. Actually, no, they really didn't to make playoffs.
Yeah, no. Okay. Anyway, he went to the Chiefs, and I don't know where he is now.
No.
Maybe nowhere. Okay. Anyway, they do have a pretty solid defense. I believe they lost their safety, Eric Berry, though.
Yeah, but they did sign somebody else from, I think, Andre Hall? Or, no. I don't know. They signed someone from the Texans, I think.
Okay. But they do have a pretty solid defense. Obviously, not as great as their offense. But as of right now, they don't really have a running back.
They have Spencer Ware, I believe.
Yes, they do, but he's not great. I mean, they can't really rely on him to support the running game.
They have Damian Williams and Carlos Hyde, though.
Oh, they do have Carlos Hyde. I forgot about that. Okay, he is good, so they can always utilize him.
Oh, the safety that they signed was Tyrann Mathieu.
If I'm thinking of the right guy, he's a good safety.
Yeah, but I still think the Chargers have definitely a better defense.
They do have a better defense, and but not a better offense.
But on paper. But without Kareem Hunt, and is Tyreek Hill going to be playing? Will the Chiefs keep him after his incidents?
I never heard about his incidents.
He talked about that like a few weeks ago.
Oh, well, I didn't hear about it.
Well, you have a bad memory.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, we did?
Yes, exactly. You have a terrible memory.
Maybe we did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, and I was all surprised. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I do remember that. Anyway, I think they're still going to keep him because he's a great wide receiver. Very speedy, very fast. Okay, yeah, so their defense isn't the best, but they do have a phenomenal offense. I give their record 12-4.
I thought we were just talking about what the team did. But okay, I guess so. I think they're going to be... Yeah. 11-5.
Okay, well, yeah, that's pretty fair. Okay, let's move on to the Broncos, who are we going to talk about first, but went to the Chiefs instead. They do have the All-Pro, Von Miller, Chris Harris Jr.
Kareem Jackson.
I don't know who that is.
Cornerback.
Okay, he sounds good. Just his name sounds good.
My hat just hit the mic, the brim of my hat. Okay. I looked up, I was looking down.
Take it off.
My hat. I was, looking down at our papers, and then I looked up and hit the mic.
So you can't tell them we have papers.
I mean, we do. We have our notes. We have the notes.
Okay, true.
We do have the notes, so.
Okay, so they have Chris Harris Jr., Von Miller, and Jackson on defense.
And Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb. I don't know.
Come on. His name is Chubb. He's good. His last name's Chubb. He's good, Scott.
Is he related to the running back?
I think they're cousins. Cousins or something? Yeah.
Wow. I know somebody that's related to a Broncos player.
Who?
They're third cousins or something. Or second cousins or something.
Wait, which Broncos player?
I can't remember.
Of course you can't.
Someone that wasn't very good, so. Well, obviously, if you're in the NFL, you're very good. But I didn't know him, so he's probably not all too famous. Anyway, they do have a very good linebacker, obviously. And their D-line is pretty good as well.
Yeah, Derek Wolfe is their standout player. And their offense?
Their offense.
They have Joe Flacco quarterback.
Yeah, Joe Flacco, he is a good quarterback. They also have Emmanuel Sanders, very dangerous wide receiver, very dangerous. And
they drafted Noah Fant with the 20th pick in the 2019 draft.
Wait, did you say, what was his last name?
Fant. Maybe Font.
Like Fanta?
F-A-N-T. Yeah, Fanta.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. He sounds like a tight end.
Yeah, he is a
tight
end.
Okay, that's why.
How did you... You don't even...
His name just sounds like a tight end name.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay.
They also have Jake Butt at tight end.
I had him. It can stop. Okay. And his name is actually spelled B-U-T-T. I had him in Madden, and he's a 96 overall.
What?
Or he was.
What?
But
how? Probably just because his last name
in
is
franchise.
He's not good at
in
all.
Franchise
he's
Madden,
garbage.
In franchise Madden 20, he's only rated a 78, though. So
he's a third string, though.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so maybe he's not a 96 overall.
I mean, he could have been. Maybe. Madden probably just did that because his last name is Butt.
That's probably part of the reason. He might have been an Easter player, though, so they really jacked the ratings for special players.
Was he born on Easter or something?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Easter. Maybe it was No, I think it was Easter.
Well,
I can check.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. How are butts related to Easter?
I don't know.
Next.
Don't ask me.
Player, how about their O-line?
I don't think they're very good. I mean, there's no standout players.
They drafted Juwan James in the second round of the 2019 draft. He's a tackle.
Okay, well, he's not first round, so sucks to be them.
What? You know Tom Brady came out of the sixth round.
Yeah,
right?
I know. But he's special. And Julian Edelman was
seventh
remember.
Round.
Was he really seventh round?
Yep.
Wow.
And it's a good second round player. I think Alvin Kamara was second round. LeSean McCoy was second round.
Okay, well, he's not amazing.
David Johnson was fourth round.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
Frank
surprising.
Gore was, I think, fifth round.
Oh, okay.
But running backs are usually drafted later. Saquon Barkley, he's so good that he can't be drafted later. He's first round.
Yeah.
He's probably the best running back we'll see for this generation.
Probably.
He's just very talented.
He is. Okay, we're not talking about the Giants, though. We were talking about the Broncos. Yes.
Oh, and Saquon Barkley is still better than Le'Veon Bell.
I have to disagree.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Agree to disagree.
Bet.
Okay.
Okay.
So who else is on there? What the heck?
So my computer just randomly died. Luckily, we still have the files and everything, so we're saved.
Yeah, that was really weird. The screen just went black, and we had to kind of reboot it. Not reboot it, but turn it on again.
And then the monitor lost its signal, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think it said VGA, no single. Signal.
So, what were we on? The Broncos?
O-line.
O-line. So, yeah, that we just... Nobody other than Juwan James.
No really standout players. Not great. I mean, they definitely can't protect the quarterback long enough for him to throw the ball, but...
And they lost center Matt Paradis to free agency. He signed with the Panthers.
Is he good?
Yeah, very good.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really know who he is.
What's your record prediction for the Broncos?
7-9.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say, well, they have a different quarterback. They don't have Case Keenum anymore. They have Joe Flacco. How about 6-10?
Okay. Yeah.
Chargers.
That seems reasonable. Yeah, Chargers. As we said before, stellar running back and quarterback. Very good wide receiver, Case Keenum. And if you don't know the running back, it is Melvin Gordon, by the way. Case Keenum, I can't really remember.
Wait, what? Who?
Melvin Gordon.
Are we talking about the Chargers? They don't have Case Keenum. What are you talking about?
Sorry, I didn't mean Case Keenum.
Philip Rivers.
No, I didn't mean at quarterback. They have a Keenan. That's
Allen.
Keenan Allen. Wow, that was... Okay,
and
that was
Travis
interesting.
And Travis Benjamin at
wide
receiver.
Oh, yes, he is also good.
And at tight end, they have Hunter Henry.
Okay, yeah, I don't know who that is.
Also, by the way, I get rights to talking about their defense. Their defense is so good. Mine!
Okay, bet. Okay, anyway, they do have a very good offense. Philip Rivers and Keenan Allen connect very well together. Travis Benjamin's also a good wide receiver. He can be utilized. And obviously, Melvin Gordon, who made it to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, their O-line is very solid. No standout players, but all in all, solid O-line. At defense, they do have defensive end Joey Bosa, who has with 28.5 sacks, has the second most sacks over his first three seasons with the Chargers in Charger history.
That's a lot of sacks. Oh, did you say 28.5?
Yep.
Jeez. Okay, that's a lot. Yeah, he is a very good defensive end. I believe they brought down his rating in Madden, though, which I was very surprised to see.
They also have Melvin Ingram at other end.
You didn't even listen to what I said.
I did, too. You said they brought down his rating in Madden.
You didn't acknowledge it.
I don't care about Madden.
Well, I do.
Okay.
That's because you don't grind unlike me.
I'm glad that I
grind that franchise.
You were just yelling at me earlier about grinding.
Yeah, well, you were grinding, like, some weird Minecraft minigame. Don't get me wrong, I love Minecraft, but, like, some minigame? Like, that's not even a real world.
It was
a
real world. This isn't even sports. Okay, next topic. Wait, I meant Melvin Ingram. So, often overshadowed by Joey Bosa. A very good defensive end, very quick and elusive. If you ask me, one of the most underrated and dangerous defensive ends in the game.
Thank you. Not as scary as Joey Bosa, though. Mm-hmm. I believe he has a brother in the NFL, right?
That would be Nick Bosa, the second pick in the draft.
And he
second pick.
Plays, I
defensive
forgot.
Defensive end.
Okay, that's
like
what
his brother, and he's on the 49ers.
Nick Bosa, I can't remember if he's good.
He's so good.
I used to know about him. Okay, so I was right. Okay. Yeah, I used to know about him. And
he
then
was the number two overall draft pick.
Okay, well, I completely forgot about him over time. A while ago I knew about him, and then I was like, screw him. Let's look at Aaron Donald. Okay.
At cornerback.
We already said cornerback.
Corner.
Oh.
Defensive back. They have Casey Hayward Jr. and, how do you pronounce his name? Trevor Williams.
Okay.
And Adrian Phillips at safety, along with.
Yeah, I always throw picks in Madden against them, and it's really annoying.
Along with Derwin James, second year, very good.
Yeah, their secondary is very good, very solid, as you said. I throw picks against them all the time, and it's really annoying because, well, the Bills receivers kind of suck, and even though John Brown's like a 79 overall, I think he's overrated because he drops passes all the time.
I think he's
underrated.
And then
I start raging.
He's better in real life. Is Madden overall maybe overrated for how he is, but in real life, he's better than a 79.
Okay, good. I hope so because the Bills are going to need better than a 79.
Oh, by the way, the Bills, for the first time in franchise history, they went undefeated in the preseason.
That's beautiful.
I know.
Yeah, they did make a comeback against the Vikings last
night. Oh, beautiful. They scored 21 points in the last 5 minutes of play.
What?
They scored 21 points in the last
21 points in the last 5 minutes?
Yes.
So what? They scored a touchdown, got the extra point,
scored a
got
touchdown.
Two interceptions, and then scored two more touchdowns
well,
and two
actually,
extra
no.
points.
They had, they scored a touchdown, they forced a punt, and it was returned for a touchdown.
Oh my God.
By Marcus Murphy. You should have watched the game.
I watched part of it. I was at my friend's house, and I wanted to watch the game, but they all wanted to go on the trampoline. So I actually would have watched the game, but they said no. I know, right?
Okay.
Anyway, so I saw it at halftime.
They forced another stop, and then it was another punt, and then it was an amazing drive.
Okay, great. I saw at halftime, Bills were losing 10-6, and that made me sad.
Yeah, the Vikings, it was, I think, 23-27. So the Vikings were up 23-6 with, like, 5 minutes to go.
That's insane.
And then the Bills won! Yeah!
Wow, that's like a big block of blue speech right there.
On like the audio?
Yeah.
That's not going to sound good. Big. I'm going to have to turn that down a little
no,
bit.
No, don't. It's going to sound beautiful. Well, anyway, Chargers record 11-5.
Sorry, headphone listeners. Oof. I think they're going to go 12-4.
I'd say that's a little bit generous.
No, they're going to beat the Chiefs. Deal with it.
No. Anyway,
yes.
Raiders.
Raiders, amazing
receiver, Antonio Brown. They also have Jordy Nelson. Was it Dez Bryant?
Yeah, no, Martavius Bryant.
Martavius Bryant? It's like the same person. Come on. Three very good
this
wide receivers.
This is the third time you've made that mistake.
Okay, well, they have, like, the same last name.
We've been podcasting for, like, a month, and you can't even get this one dude right.
I can't remember. Dez and Martavius are basically the same name. Anyway, three very good wide receivers. They have a good quarterback, Derek Carr. Yeah, Derek Carr. I think one of the reasons Antonio Brown went to the Raiders is because of him and not a different team. That's probably why he declined the Bills.
Scott, there's no Martavius Bryant on the Raiders roster.
Did they cut him? Trade him?
I don't know.
I know they used to have him. Anyway, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Marshawn Lynch retired. They did not cut or release him. No, sorry. I thought he was getting old. I think you guys remember that episode.
How
that
can you not?
That was pretty funny.
How can you not?
Marshawn Lynch is getting old. You know, they need a new running back.
He retired.
Oh, well, he's retired. You know, they need a new running back. Okay, yeah. And you did say they traded Khalil Mack for a
lot
rookie
of stuff.
Running back, amongst other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a rookie running back, they definitely needed.
Josh Jacobs. Still not worth it for Khalil Mack, but
yeah. He is a decent running back, but for Khalil Mack, absolutely not.
At O-line, they signed Trent Brown in the offseason from the Patriots.
Okay, well, if he's from the Patriots, he's very good, like automatically. I know you're hitting me right now, but it's true, and you
Everybody's
can't deny it.
Everybody's hating on you right now, Scott.
Well, all the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins fans are.
Even the Patriots fans, because they lost him.
Patriots, you suck. Okay. Anyway, I don't really know who they have at tight end.
I have a bunch of relatives that are Patriots fans. Sorry, relatives.
Oh, oopsie. They're probably gonna listen to this.
I think my grandma showed them this the other day.
Oh God. Okay. Anyway, at tight end, who they have?
Some dude named Luke Wilson.
Oh, what Wilson?
Luke.
Luke. Oh, okay. Luke Wilson, I don't know who that is. Probably some random guy. Their defense, really nothing to look at.
What? No.
Okay,
They drafted Clelin Ferrell.
Okay.
Very early, which is probably a bad pick. But who knows? That was like their first draft pick.
Okay, but still, their defense is not very good.
At linebacker, they have Vontaze Perfect.
Okay.
And Maurice Hurst.
Okay. He's not bad.
Wait, he's at D-line, but he's still good.
Yeah, but he's still good.
It's they like have the Brandon Marshall.
Okay. Yeah, still nothing
LaMarcus
really to look
Joyner
at.
LaMarcus Joyner at safety.
Alrighty. But have you seen them, like, get more than 6 wins in the last 2 seasons? Exactly. They suck. Okay, their offense is good, like pretty good. Their defense is absolute garbage. Well, what the heck? It just happened again.
They had, I think it's
Matthew. What's wrong with your computer?
I think it's just the monitor from being idle. Look at, I can just do this. See, and it'll go back. See, magic.
Oh wow, they heard all of that. Yeah. Okay, yeah, his computer just did it again.
But in 2016, even though that wasn't in the past 2 years, they did make wild card.
Yeah, well, that's not in the past 2 years, was it?
No.
Okay, well, that was in 2016.
They went 6-10 in 2017.
Okay, I said more than 6 wins.
Well, that's good for the Raiders. I mean, considering they're the Raiders.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, defense still nothing to look at. I mean, offense is good. They do have the...
offense is garbage.
Offense is so much better than their defense right now.
They have no good receivers. They just have Tyrell Williams and Antonio Brown. Nobody else good.
Okay, they have Jordy Nelson. Do they still have him? I believe they do.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, they have Antonio Brown. He's their only good wide receiver as of right now, besides Tyrell Williams, who is also good. So they have two good wide receivers. One of them is amazing, spectacular, and absolute beautifulness, and he's going to make the Pro Bowl for like the 50th billionth time.
Hey, guess what? The Raiders only had 13 sacks last season, their whole defense.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. Only 13 sacks?
Only.
Wait, their offense... No, their defense only got 13 sacks.
Yeah, the whole season.
That's garbage. See, I told you their defense is terrible.
Well, that's their front line, you know, because they didn't have Khalil Mack.
Yeah, exactly. Without Khalil Mack, their defense is garbage.
Defense is garbage.
I'd say the Raiders is 4-12.
I'm going to say, oh, no, wait, they're not going to go 0-16.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Wait, so you know how they call 16-0 undefeated? If you go 0-16, does that mean you're defeated?
Yes, Matthew.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Matthew, 15-1 would mean you're defeated.
You mean 1-15?
No, 15-1, because that means you've been defeated one time.
But still, like, that's, like, really defeated. Like, 0-16?
Okay, yeah, that's really defeated. That's, like, Browns defeated. 2 years ago defeated.
Yeah.
Yeah, Browns were trash.
They still are kind of trash.
No,
for
Jarvis
their division,
Landry,
they're not going to win their division.
Odell Beckham Jr.
They're not going to win their division.
Baker Mayfield,
wait,
Nick Chubb,
they're win their division
Kareem Hunt. Yeah, they're no. I'd say they're going to win.
I did too.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, you said they weren't. Wait a minute.
I don't know. Just a minute. I don't know. Steelers are competition. Ravens are kind of competition.
We're doing the West, not the North.
I know, but I'm just doing a quick recap. Basically, I'd say it's down to Steelers and Browns. Okay, so we were talking about the Raiders. Okay, we're going to move on to the NFC West. Let's start with the worst, the 49ers. No, the Cardinals, sorry. They're
well,
the worst.
Actually, yeah, probably the Cardinals.
So the Cardinals, they got rid of Josh Rosen. He went to the Dolphins, and they picked up, what was his name, Trent Murphy? I forgot. It's something Murphy. Anyway, he's going to have...
Wait, quarterback?
Yeah.
Kyler Murray.
Oh, it's the same thing. Anyway, I got the Murray.
Can you learn rosters, please?
I do learn rosters. I just get the names wrong sometimes. I'm thinking of the right person. I just didn't say his name right. It's completely different. Anyway, he does have the target Larry Fitzgerald. What was the running back? David Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay, I was right. So David Johnson's a threat. Larry Fitzgerald is as well.
They have Charles Clay.
Well, okay, he's not really a threat.
And Christian Kirk.
Okay, he's not really a
and
threat.
And Chad Williams.
Yeah, I don't know who, like, two of those guys are.
They have four people that last name start with W that are just wide receivers.
Do they still have Goodwin? Or am I thinking of it? No, I'm thinking of the 49ers, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking of the 49ers. Anyway, wide receivers are not great besides Larry Fitzgerald. He used to be incredible, but he's not anymore. Now he's still good, but not amazing. What is he, 42? 40? No, late 30s. He's like 38, right?
Yeah, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's pretty old for a wide receiver. I was thinking of Brady when I said 42. He's like as old as my dad. I think my dad's a little bit older, though. Anyway, Larry Fitzgerald is 38. That's pretty old. How old is David Johnson?
I don't know. I'm not too old.
Oh, okay. I thought he was older. Anyway, they're... Okay, who are their tight ends? Was that their Charles Clay and the two other guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Offensive line, how is that? Not great, I assume. I mean, it's the Cardinals. They don't really have any
DJ
great players.
Humphreys.
Besides a couple great players. Who else?
Justin Pug.
He's a pug. Doggy,
Mason
doggy,
Cole.
Doggy. Mason Cole.
Center.
Okay, he sounds good. But he's probably
learn
garbage.
The rosters.
I do know the rosters of the teams that I care about. Why would I look at the Cardinals roster? I don't care about the Cardinals.
Well, because you have a podcast now. You're on a podcast. Well,
yeah, but okay, that makes sense.
Start learning the rosters. That's your homework, okay?
Bet.
That's your homework for this week.
Bet.
At D-line, they have Chandler Jones.
Oh, we're moving on to the defense. Yeah, you can do this. I don't know anything about the Cardinals.
Absolutely Chandler nothing. Jones, and he's from Syracuse University.
Why are high you five. Giving me a high five?
Because Syracuse is close to us.
Yeah, so he went to the Cardinals, not the Bills. So why do we care?
Tyree Jackson went to UB and went to the Bills.
Oh, gnarly.
Mmm.
Wow, that's a big blob.
Can you stop? Please. Just Scott, next time we're going to have the mic like the opposite way of the screen so you don't look at the blobs that show how loud we are.
Why? I like the blobs.
I know you
I
like them.
I stare at them while I'm speaking.
That's so weird.
It's actually pretty cool to look at.
It kind of is. Okay. Except I don't care anyway. Because I look at these for like 5 hours during the editing process. And yeah, you don't do editing. True. But
they got rid of their safety, Bethia. I can't remember who he went to, but he is very good.
You have Buda Baker.
Buda Baker. Oh, yeah. He's also really good.
And DJ Swanger.
Swanger? What did you say?
Swanger. Swanger? Swanger?
Swanger? Yeah, but Swanger or whatever. He, I don't know. I don't even know. Okay.
At cornerback, anyway. They have Patrick Peterson.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the other cornerback? If you say corner.
Robert Alford. Alford. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, their record. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just going on to their record. 5-10.
Mm. No.
Sorry, I meant 6-10.
I think it's going to go 7-9.
I just realized I said 5-10.
A round of applause, please, for Sky. Please,
okay, yeah,
let's hope that he...
6-10.
Okay.
Let's go on to the 49ers.
Okay. Why'd you have to choose a team at like the way end of our rosters?
I don't know.
Like the opposite?
No, it's not. It's right here.
I know. Okay. So, quarterback, Jimmy G. Hopefully,
Jimmy
he'll be healthy.
He was amazing with the Patriots that one game, and I saw him, and I was like, oh, my God, he's the freaking GOAT.
Well, no, but when he got traded, he won 4 straight games. When he got traded from the Patriots to the 49ers, he won 4 straight games.
And then did he suck afterwards?
No.
Okay,
but then
well,
he
good.
Lost one, you know, as you do. But then he got injured last year, so.
Yeah. Okay, but he's still a good quarterback.
He's definitely very good.
Yes. They also, at wide receiver, they have Marquise Goodwin. Is that his name?
Yeah, he's okay. He's not definitely not a starter.
No, I think he's a starter.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Dante Pettis and Deebo Samuel are going to be ahead of them, probably.
Okay, I thought Goodwin was a starter.
Maybe. Maybe not. I will see.
Anyway, they have some decent wide receivers. Their wide receivers actually make the Bills good feel good about themselves, and that's hard to do.
What? Their wide receivers are good.
Like, not as good as the Bills.
Yeah, that's true. But actually, the Bills have a really good wide receivers this year.
Not really good.
Yeah,
but
because they have the dude that led the CFL in receiving yards last year.
That's a CFL.
Yeah, but his team released him so that he could play in the NFL.
Bless you.
So, yeah, and he signed us to Bills. He's actually really good.
Okie dokie. Anyway, not the Bills. The 49ers, yeah. Okay, so they all at running back.
Jerick McKinnon.
Okay,
McKinnon. And Kyle Juszczyk, McKinnon. And okay. At fullback, they have Kyle Juszczyk. Normally,
yeah,
we don't highlight fullback,
he's like
but
the best fullback in the league
He is the best fullback in the league, and not just something. He is.
He's insane. Okay. That sounds so weird. Okay.
Okay.
Very, very good fullback. He's probably the best player on the roster, which is pretty sad.
No, he's not. Jimmy G, Dante Pettis, you know.
I don't really know who Pettis is. Again,
Pettis is.
I don't pay attention to the teams I don't care about. I know he's the wide receiver, you already said. But Jimmy G, he is a good quarterback.
But D-line, defense, D-line. They have Nick Bosa and D Ford at D-line.
Kind of insane and scary. But yeah, I don't want to be up against those two guys.
Definitely not. Neither do I.
Did you say D. Ford?
D. Ford.
Oh, I thought he was a linebacker.
No.
Okay.
I mean, kind of. She said a 3-4, remember?
Oh, okay, that makes sense. But anyway, D. Ford's very good, and so is Nick Bosa.
At linebacker, they have Malcolm Smith and Quan Alexander.
Quan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. He sounds like an author. His name's Kwame Alexander, and he's a good author, too. He writes book poems or poem books or whatever you want to call them. Anyway, two good linebackers. Who are their defensive backs?
Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. He's a god. He's the GOAT.
And Jimmy Ward and Jason Verrett.
That reminds me of something.
Wait a minute.
So me and my friend, we made this the shortest wide receiver we possibly could, and we gave him, like, we made them buff, like real buff, and we gave him all 99 stats, and we put him up against Richard Sherman, and Richard Sherman failed. And it made us sad because Richard Sherman's, like, really good.
But all 99 stats you're not going to be able to cover.
Yeah, I mean.
Even if you're Richard Sherman.
Jalen Ramsey.
No, he wouldn't.
Probably not.
Jalen Ramsey's trash.
He's a 96.
Yeah, but still.
But he's really good. He's probably, like, the best cornerback in the NFL.
No.
Who's better?
No. Like, literally anybody. Literally the dude that starts opposite of him.
Maybe he's not good. I mean, sorry. Maybe he's not the best, but he's still amazing.
He's a trash talker. He hated on Josh Allen.
Hated that.
You know. Wait, Sky. So we were at that game. You know how Josh Allen annihilated them?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Josh Allen was in Florida and a fan. He signed a fan's thing. He signed a picture of him at the Jaguars game, like celebrating after he scored a touchdown when they absolutely crushed them. That was an amazing. Well, actually, they didn't crush them.
That was beautiful.
It was actually pretty close.
I remember this one play. Shady was going to go up against Jalen Ramsey, but then somebody ended up calling a timeout and it made me so
and
sad.
Everybody booed. That was sad.
Yeah,
and did you hear the people behind them? They were like, oh, yeah, Shady Ramsey is going to be good. Oh, man, that would have been amazing.
Shady would have mossed him.
Shady just would have screened past and broken his ankles. Oof! That's what Shady does best.
Oofalophagus.
Yeah.
He would have OBJ'd Ramsey. That would have been beautiful.
That would have been
anyway,
beautiful.
Anyway, wait, hang on. How do we start?
Okay, so Richard Allen Sherman. Signed it. No, Josh Allen signed
Jalen Ramsey. Okay.
Shut up.
We're talking Josh about Allen the 49ers.
Josh Allen signs the picture there. And he signed on it, you know, he signed his name, and then he said, hey, Ramsey, am I still trash?
Oh, snap. Wait, did he really?
Yeah, that's savage. And then he posted it on social media, and then it got reposted like a million times because Josh Allen. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Yeah, Josh Allen is a savage.
But Josh Allen did get injured for like half a season, and it made everybody sad.
Yeah, we would have made playoffs, maybe.
Okay.
He was so much better after he got injured.
Yeah, true.
I think it was good for him being on the sidelines and just watching.
Probably.
Yeah, it really helps his game.
Okay, anyway, we're talking about the 49ers.
What's your record prediction for them?
7-9.
Okay, I think they're going to go 9-7. No, 10-6.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think this. I think they're going to beat the Seahawks off for wild card.
No.
Yeah,
no.
And then the
Seahawks, okay. Russell Wilson. He's a very good quarterback.
He signed the largest contract in NFL history.
Did he really?
This offseason. Yes.
That's kind of sad.
Why?
Why would you expect Russell Wilson to sign the biggest NFL contract in history?
Because he's really good.
Yeah, but he's not like... Okay, anyway. He has Tyler Lockett, and that's pretty much his only threat at wide receiver position. I can't remember who the running back is, but I do remember that he is very good.
Professional.
Yeah. They're tight end. They used to
Wait, they're running back.
Who is it?
Chris Carson?
Chris Carson, yeah.
Or Rashad Penny? Chris Carson.
Both, actually.
Yeah.
I think Penny's better, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think Chris Carson's better, but yeah.
Okay. Who else do they have at wide receiver? Tyler Lockett. I know they got rid of Baldwin, or maybe he retired or something.
They drafted DK Metcalf.
Ooh, Metcalf.
Yeah.
He's a calf, nice and juicy.
Why?
Because it's calves, you know? You can just smack them up and they're jiggly.
Why?
Okay, who else do they have at wide receiver? Metcalf's pretty good. Lockett's very good.
Jerron Brown.
Who Brown?
LeBron James.
Okay, LeBron
David
James.
David Moore.
LeBron James plays basketball. That's
LeBron
the wrong
James.
Sport. Okay, that's the wrong sport.
David Moore.
He's pretty good, I think. Anyway, they got rid. Ew, you just spit on my nose. No, that you didn't. Gross.
That was you. Oh, there's a bug on your nose. Ew. Okay, I killed it.
That's nasty. Yeah. Anyway, at tight end, they used to have Graham something Graham.
Will Disley
was it
now.
Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, now they have Will Disley.
Yeah, he's not as good as Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham went to the Packers, and that made me happy because I like the Packers.
Thought he went to... Yeah, he did go to the Packers.
Yeah, he did. And then I don't know what they did with him. He might have. They might have gotten rid of him or something.
Nobody good at D-line.
Nobody good at... Really? I thought there was somebody
Ooh, they
good.
Do have Bobby Wagner, though.
Ooh, yeah. He's an amazing, amazing linebacker, but they
And
did,
KJ Wright.
Yeah, he's also good, but not as good as Bobby Wagner.
Bobby
they
Wagner's
did
amazing.
Did get rid of what's his face? Earl Thomas. He went to the Ravens.
Yeah, at linebacker, they also have Shaquem Griffin. You know,
I thought he was a cornerback.
No, that's Shaquille. Shaquem is a dude. Is his brother that?
I thought
that
Shaquille
doesn't have a
only
hand.
Had one hand.
No, it's Shaquem.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Scott, I know more about this stuff than you do.
I thought Shaquille was the one with
no,
one hand.
No, but at cornerback they do have Shaquille Griffin. Very, very good.
He is a very, very good cornerback.
And Trey Flowers.
Trey Flowers. Why does that remind me of the Patriots player? Because they have the same name, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but it's
yeah,
spelled
Trey
different.
Flowers.
It's spelled a little different. It's T-R-E. And also, he's on the Lions now. Remember?
Yeah,
we
I know,
could
I know,
just
I know,
cover
I know,
that
know,
like
I know,
a few weeks ago.
I know he left the Patriots.
You have
I meant,
no memory.
I meant former Patriots player. That's what I meant to say. Anyway,
What's
so
your
no
record prediction?
11-5.
Okay. I think they're going to go 9-7.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Rams?
Rams. Yeah, I think the Rams have a pretty easy division, especially for a team of their stature. They have Jared Goff
Well, they do not
QB.
Have an easy... This is like one of the hardest divisions in football.
It's
49ers, the Seahawks,
49ers
the
are garbage.
The 49ers are good because Jimmy G. They just were bad last year.
No, 49ers are bad.
No, they're
Seahawks
not.
Seahawks are their only threat. And
no.
They, yes,
no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Bet.
Bet. Okay, anyway, Jared Goff at quarterback. He does have something cup at wide receiver.
He has Blake Bortles as a backup.
Oh, he went to the, what's his face, Rams? I didn't know that.
We just talked about this like last week.
I have Cooper. No, you didn't say Rams. What? I can't remember. You didn't say he went to the Rams. I know he left the Jaguars, but you didn't say he went to the Rams. Anyway, they have Cooper Kupp at wide receiver.
Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks. I knew his
Robert
last name
Woods.
Was Cooks. Yes, Robert Woods.
And at tight end, they have Tyler Higbee.
Tyler Higbee. He is a decent tight end. He's not amazing, but he's good.
They have Todd Gurley at running back.
Yes, Todd Gurley. Probably the best running back in the league.
You just said that Le'Veon Bell was the best.
Second best running back in the league.
No, Saquon Barkley's the best.
About, no,
then
okay,
Todd
okay, okay,
Gurley.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It's Barkley's
Matthew,
and Kamara's and Gurley's and
Matthew.
Bell.
No, it goes Bell, then Gurley, then Kamara.
We're doing this in the next week. Let's not do this now.
Okay, bet. Anyway, Gurley, one of the best running backs in the league. And that defense, of course, Aaron Donald.
Their O-line.
Oh, well, yeah, we forgot about them.
Andrew Whitworth.
Oh, yeah, he's good. He's
and
good.
And we don't care about anybody else, even though they're probably good. Defensive line.
Aaron Donald. Everybody knows him. And the rest of it is also really good.
Yeah, like Michael Brockers.
Uh-huh. Really, the whole Rams defensive line is scary. It's not just
Aaron Donald, though. They did lose Ndamukong Suh.
Oh, yeah, they did lose him. He was a very dangerous player.
And linebacker, their linebacker core, I think, is their worst position.
Wow, really? Who do they have?
Dante Fowler.
Okay.
Corey Littleton, Clay Matthews. Well, because they don't have any good
Clay
players.
Clay Matthews, what are you talking about? He's great. Or he used to be great. He used to play for the Packers, right?
Yeah, I forgot about him. He's good.
Clay Matthews is really good.
I forgot about him, but I just like was reading names, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that sounds familiar. So, okay, he's okay, but
he's
kind
of... really good.
He was really good. He's okay now.
He was amazing, and now he's really good. Okay. Anyway, cornerbacks.
Marcus Peters, Akeem
Talib.
Ooh,
yes. Talib and Peters are very good.
And at safety,
can't believe I forgot about them.
Johnson and Eric Weddle.
Okay, Eric Weddle.
Ravens.
Yeah, he used to play for the Ravens. Yeah.
And at punter, Johnny Hecker.
Johnny Hecker.
Longest
he
punt
beautiful.
In Super Bowl history. Let's give him a round of applause.
But the Rams still sucked in the Super Bowl. Johnny Hecker probably won MVP for their team.
Yeah, I think he would have won MVP for the Super Bowl.
If it wasn't for Julian Edelman.
No, if the Rams had won.
Yeah, true.
Actually, no, the Patriots would have won MVP if the Rams had won.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, because of how bad they did.
The whole Super Bowl just sucked.
Have the Rams do that bad and still win, the Patriots would have won MVP. Just the whole Patriots.
Probably not.
Bill Belichick.
Anyway, I'd say the record's 13-3. Matthew, stop looking at your text.
Wow. So, oh my God. So the Bills, we just got a text message saying that the Bills cut Shady McCoy. We investigated, and it is true. The Bills have cut Shady. We're all very depressed. This is probably going to be released later. But this is some.
Because we're recording it earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. We are recording it earlier. We have to do a lot of edits. But, well, actually, maybe not
well,
a lot of edits.
Well, it's because I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't know. I'm the editor.
I know, but how long do you spend editing?
For anywhere from 3 to 8 hours per episode.
Really? 8 hours editing?
On the one episode where the file got messed up, yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
But normally I spend like 4, usually.
There's no way that we're that bad.
No. It's just a lot of editing. It's like normal stuff, you know. Okay. We got to do a life inside the edit.
Okay, anyway, Bills have cut Shady, and now we're all depressed, and Sean McDermott's an idiot.
Well,
I'm going to find where he lives, and I'm going to...
Well, no, it would be Brandon Bean.
What?
It would be Brandon Bean more, probably.
Wait, what did you say?
The general manager.
Oh, Brandon Bean. Oh, okay.
Okay, we need to take a brief moment of silence to mourn Shady's passing. Wait, he didn't die, but he got released. So...
We're going to take 7 seconds, okay?
One,
count them in your head.
Two. And welcome back.
Okay. 7 seconds of silence for Shady McCoy because he left the Bills.
We'll miss you, buddy.
Yeah. He had some pretty great
stats.
I have
his jersey, too.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't spend money on jerseys because the players always end up leaving.
No, but he'll still be remembered as a Bill forever.
Yeah, true. Screw you, Eagles, and whoever receives him, if he didn't retire.
So what is your record prediction for the Rams?
13-3.
Okay, yeah, 13-3. No, 12-4. 13-3.
Okay, is that the end of the episode?
Yeah, you got anything else to say?
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll miss you,
Shady.
Except
good luck, Shady.
Yeah,
we're
going
to miss
Shady.
You.
I hope you can continue your NFL career on another team for at least a few more years. Anyways... I'm Matthew.
And I am Sky.
And this is Tweens Talk Touchdowns. We're signing off for now. We'll see you later.
No, we'll hear you later. No, you'll hear us later.
You'll hear us later. Don't forget to share with your friends and family. And we'll
if
see
you. If
you
have any.
If you have any friends. If you have friends, share the podcast with them. If you don't, then we'll be your friends. Anyways, I'm Matthew.
And I am Sky.
And we'll see you. Wait, you'll hear us in the next episode.